You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Psychic Paths with Suzanne Marie. Live from PsychicPaths.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
ask1radio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Psychic Paths
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, welcome to A1R Psychic Radio. My name is Suzanne Marie, and I'm with Psychic Paths, which you can find on psychicpaths.com and Psychic Paths Facebook page. And I'm here to do some readings tonight, and hopefully I'll get some really good callers. I want to say that I'm really excited about tonight, and I hope you are, because we have a whole lot of new people, new readers here on A1R Psychic Radio, and I know that every one of those that are new will be able to give you excellent, accurate readings. So, so here we are in the middle of summer, and I'm enjoying my garden. But today I had a bunch of allergies, so my eyes are all puffed out. But other than that, it's been a beautiful week. I hope everyone has had a beautiful week. And I hope that we can go ahead and get some good callers, because I love doing the readings. This is why I'm here, for the readings. I am clairvoyant. I see past, present, and future, and I'm a light trance medium, which means that I can speak to past loved ones, but they do not take over me. They generally stand by my side and give me messages and relay messages. So I hope that everyone will enjoy tonight here on A1R Psychic Radio and Moonlight TV. And so, so I hope that everyone has had a good summer and is doing well and is getting a bit of outdoor fresh air, because I'm just loving my garden. I spent a couple years now trying to make it my garden, and it's working out pretty well. So I'd like to shout out to Central Minnesota and everyone that I know is loving and caring and watching tonight. So, so if you want to see on the right side of the screen, it's my right, but it's up there on the screen, the phone numbers in which to call. So, there's different phone numbers that you can call into and hopefully get a reading. So we have Sydney, Australia here. Hello.
Hello.
Hey,
hello. Can you hear me?
Hi, yes. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. How is it in Australia tonight or today?
Yeah, it's not too bad. It's morning here.
Good morning. What can I help with you tonight?
Regarding my twin flame.
Okay. Are you involved with him?
Not at the moment. We were.
So, what Spirit is telling me is that there was a very deep connection, and then it kind of faded. There's a fading out?
Yeah, at the moment we are, yeah.
Let me see if I can find out more from Spirit. Hang on a minute. I do sense a reconnection. One of you, I'm getting that one of you needs to do some work on yourselves, and I'm not really getting that it's you, but there's some kind of inner work that needs to be done.
Okay. Well, he's moved away a few hours away from when he used to live.
I don't sense that your relationship is over. I really don't. I understand the fading, excuse me, but I feel like there's some inner work that needs to be done on his part. He's doing something for himself. Does that resonate?
Yeah, he does. He's getting the help that he needs.
What Spirit says is don't worry about it, but also take the time to take care of yourself. There'll be a continuation, but don't forget yourself. There's something else, too, that's going on with you. Do you feel a sense of there's an overact of something, like something's going on and it feels too much?
What do you mean?
It feels like something is over. Like you feel like you're overdone, either with work or with people. There's something that seems to be stressing you.
More my health than anything else, really, at the moment.
And you're doing everything that you can. You're going to be okay.
Oh, okay, that's good to know.
Yeah. It's overstressing you, but don't stress. It's going to be okay. Something is going to happen, I sense, in September that will be different with your health and more positive. Either you've been getting the runaround, or you've been going and getting different kinds of opinions that don't match or something like that. But I see things in September going to get better for you.
Okay, is that when I see him, or?
Yes. I do sense a reconnecting, and when you do see him, it does feel like no time has passed. Even though it feels like it when you're where you are now, you have this ability to be the same people every time you meet.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
So it's going to work out. It's going to be okay.
But, you know, like I said, he's moved away, a couple hours away. Is he going to be moving back?
Yeah, I feel like that's temporary. Now, temporary in like a year, but I don't sense that there's going to be that much distance emotionally or verbally communicating with him. So even though he's gone for that amount of time.
Okay, that's good to know.
I do see a bright future.
Well,
he really does like you, and he kind of makes you smile a lot. But he loves your energy.
Yeah, I've been told that.
It'll be okay.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome. You go ahead and have a good Thanks. Night.
You too. Enjoy your day, Lee. Night, Lee.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
We have Leanne from Los Angeles.
Hi.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Good. I'm loving summer. I'm up here in the north. We usually freeze. This is our warmest month. So, yeah.
Oh, really? It's a little hot down here.
Oh, is it? Oh. Well, I know it's beautiful okay. there. What can I help you with tonight?
I have two questions. One is job situation and my finance, and number two is like human relationships. I don't seem to really have good relationship with people. I don't have a best friend. I don't even have a boyfriend for almost 5 years. I seem to have like trouble building relationships with people. Kind of felt that way since I was really young, and
I feel, I'll see what Spirit has to say. Hang on a second. First of all, you have a very, very unique energy. And I think you've known this all your life, that you're a bit unique. And,
in a good way?
In a very good way. Do you remember as a child thinking, oh, I'm different. I'm a little different than other kids. For some reason, you didn't feel like you were, say, like if there was a pot of roses, you were not one of those roses, you'd be an orchid. Just, you know, not something weird, but you have a different energy, and a different energy, and I feel like part of that has to do with intuitive abilities. Do you get drained by being around people? Do they make you tired?
I didn't think so in the beginning, but I started to feel it, and I worked on it. So I tend to manage, but I really enjoy time being alone. But on the other hand, yes. I still like to have some close friends, just a few close friends, like soul family would be perfect, but I don't seem to have anybody close to me, you know, like people seem to like run away from me rather. I just need like a couple of good friends. So I don't know I'm treating them wrong or, you know.
No, I don't think so. But I do believe that you have to accept the gifts that you have, which is reading people, and sometimes they can make you tired, or they can make you feel like you're responding to them without them engaging with you, because you're picking up off of them. Do you know what I mean? And then in turn, they're looking at you going, boy, you know, what's going on with her? But actually, you're responding to them without any communication. I would suggest trying to find a book on empaths and how to deal with empathic gifts.
Okay.
They're going to make you tired. You're going to feel other people's problems without talking. And you could even pick up an illness like a headache or a sore back just from walking in the grocery store. So I understand your need for companionship with people, but I think the best thing you can do is learn how to deal and live day to day with your gifts. And I want you to I want you to love yourself. Because it's a very special gift. It's nothing to be negative about. And it feels like you've had it for a long time. But you can't turn it off and you can't throw it in the garbage and go, I don't want to do that. It really has to be dealt with. And I think that you're going to be wonderful. I do feel like you have a lot of love in your heart. And you need to give it and get it.
I totally understand, yes. Okay.
You kick yourself. You kick yourself for the, responding to life's energies. And I don't want you to kick yourself anymore. I want you to embrace that. You know, many, many people would love to be as sensitive as you are. And and you really appreciate it when you get a control of it and you know what's going on around you without it running you, without knowing. Yeah, it's going to be great. I think it's going to be great. So get involved with that. Have you felt like you've had a higher purpose, but you haven't found that higher purpose yet?
Like there's something you... I am actually working on it. I totally feel it. I'm here to do something. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but that's all I'm focusing on right now.
I would say from a perspective of being clairvoyant, that part of that feeling is that you were born with the gifts of empath and intuitive, and the universe is asking you to learn as much as you can so you can turn around and help the suffering world and the painful world by bringing in light. You have a lot of light and love. And with those gifts, the universe is asking you to share those. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So that's why I was hesitant. I mean,
go ahead.
Sorry?
No, go ahead. You were born with that feeling. That you were born with that feeling of wanting and needing to do more. Like there's an expectation. And
education?
No, expectation.
Oh, expectation. Okay.
Yes. So I do think that that's what the universe is asking. And as far as career or finances, has it felt like a push and a pull? Like maybe you go two steps and you go two steps back?
I never really seem to have a steady job. And right now, after COVID, I need to find a new job, but I have no clue what I will be doing. I'm just hoping it will be related to the purpose, but I should be looking for a job soon. and I have no clue.
I see you with a lot of books.
Books? Okay.
Yeah. Are you looking through books already?
I am actually in school.
Okay. I see you in like a library. Okay, so do you go on campus? Because I see you on campus, and this is what I see. I see something around the campus hiring, and that's where you work. It has to do with people, but more like a receptionist or someone that leads people to different places. I'm going to try to make that clear, okay? I sense in a doctor's office, maybe. More like a receptionist. Okay. Are you with me?
Sorry.
Hello?
I'm kind of breaking up. Yeah. Can you hear me
Yes, I hear you. I think that you're going to be working in a medical clinic.
Oh, okay.
And that is somewhere near your campus. Not a big hospital, but it seems like a small campus or a small clinic.
Okay.
And that that should come about really soon.
Okay.
And that it gives you enough time to study.
Okay.
And there's a guy that goes with that. Probably around the fall, I see that you do start dating someone. I think that the biggest...
Would that be the soulmate?
I don't know. Let's see. Check it out. I would say more like a twin flame. It's a very...
Is it a challenging twin flame or is it kind of kindred soul twin flame?
Would I think it's kindred.
Relationship? Okay,
kindred.
Thank you.
I think he adores you.
Okay.
I think he adores you.
Okay.
Yes, we usually learn from our twin flames. What I want you to do is love yourself more than anyone else can. Can you do that for me?
Yes. I'm working on it. I promise you, I'm working on it every day.
Good. And I see everything working out. You just have to learn about yourself and your gifts and how to navigate through the universe with it. It's not very easy when you start. It's very not easy when you don't know about it, but it gets better and better and better. And that's what's going to happen for you. It'll get better.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, that's exactly how I'm planning.
Good.
I guess my dream's coming
good.
True. Okay. I see 5:55. It's 5 o'clock, 55 minutes right now.
Is there anything else I can answer for you?
You did plenty for me today. Thank you so much.
Well,
do you have a good
night, and thank you so much for letting me read for you. And I hope everything just
thank
turns
you.
Out great for you with the sensitivities. That's really great.
I believe. Thank you. Thank you so much. It's all validation and confirmation for me. Thank you. You have a great evening.
You
bye
too. Bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So here we are again, and those were the readings for tonight. And I hope that you guys hang in there with the A1R Psychic Radio and continue to call in and continue to get some fantastic readings. I will be here again next week. And again, you can get private readings from me through www.psychicpaths.com, and you can message me at Psychic Paths Facebook. That's where I always am. I just love seeing how everyone is getting along and looking at my page and letting me know certain things, and I'm learning from you. So, I hope that everybody has a great week, and I hope you enjoyed the show tonight. Stick around. We got more coming. All right. Bye.